if for one night we gon' get drunk, we gon' do some drugs, we gon' smack bitches, we gon' do what we do best. And you know what? Motherfuckers is already talking about it. They can't even follow me now. If I gave you a map, goddammit, you still couldn't follow me. I'm doing my thing now. Ain't nothing changed about me except my age. I got a little older, I got a little wiser. But the gangster is still the gangster. And this will be a night that goes down in history once again.
Brand new, the retro. 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 Brand new, the retro.
It's High Society Radio. I'm Chris Pepper Hicks Stanley.
Bronx Shawnee.
Chris from Brooklyn.
And we're all together. Back together again. Mark Zito is nowhere to be found. I think he might have escaped from the Brooklyn compound, our Brooklyn headquarters, our Brooklyn safe house where we record the show. Johnny, it was weird not having you here last week.
Shit happens.
I guess.
I missed you guys, though.
Now we missed you. So it's High
Zito did a good job, though. He did a good job co-hosting.
Like Zito.
It's a High Society Radio, at HS Radio Show on Twitter, on morelikeradio.com, than More Like Radio Network, and newtownradio.com, Brooklyn's best and most beloved internet radio station. Kiss my ass, Park Slope Radio.
Is that a thing? I don't know if that's a thing.
We're going to go there, and we're going to burn that place down.
Throw a fucking trash can through
and
the
Newtown,
window and
shit. And newtownradio.com will reign supreme.
Fuck yeah.
And then we're gonna take out Park Slope. Then we're going to go to Red Hook. Then we're going to go back to Williamsburg. And then we're going to go to any other Bushwick stations that might be around. Until there's one internet radio station in New York City, and it's newtownradio.com.
They're bringing East Village Radio back.
Guess there's going to be a fucking fire then in the East Village.
They will burn, son.
Right, Johnny?
Hell yeah.
It'll be us and Cock Talk at it. Hard.
Hard body.
Hard body. I can't wait. Say it's High Society Radio. Go to our Patreon page, patreon.com/High Society Radio. And there's also a subreddit where you can discuss the show. reddit.com/r/High Society Radio. Bronx Johnny. It's almost fantasy football playoffs. You've been playing fantasy football for the last 12 weeks.
Yes, sir. Nice.
Your first year you've ever done it.
Yeah.
The name of your team is
High Side Radio. Sound very original.
Now, are we going to get to the playoffs? That's my question.
We're on the fucking wire, 6-6 right now.
That I don't want to hear that. I want to hear. Yo. Yeah, we've already made it. We are third seed or whatever it is.
I might be. I just got to see what another guy does following Thursday night's game. Should be good to go. It's the points thing. We're tied.
Should be good to go.
He has a kicker. There's no way that kicker's going to catch me in the points. I fucking doubt it. I think I'm up like 32 on him overall.
I don't trust you at all.
You're going to get 32 points in one night off a fucking kicker, dude? No way.
Maybe.
Not going to happen.
With our luck?
Yeah, that's true.
Come on, man.
Hopefully I can get J.J. Watt next year as a tight end, because that motherfucker there steals touchdowns.
He's kind of nasty as a tight end, isn't he?
It makes no sense. He's like, they got to be checking
you
for fucking human growth.
You don't make any sense anymore. Yo, do you want to call all the Thanksgiving games? Because this is also our Thanksgiving show. You know how every year we have a Thanksgiving show?
People should be thankful for us and go to our Patreon page. That's what I say.
Chris, there you go. You're making a lot of sense. Go to the Patreon page. Be thankful for stuff, including us. That's right, patreon.com/High Society Radio. And you know what? our good High Society Radio listeners. You're gonna be thankful for these picks, cause what? You're gonna go 3 for 3, right? For Thanksgiving.
Fuck yeah, I'm feeling good right now, son.
All right. So you haven't called a game since the preseason.
I thought you could only call preseason games.
It's preseason games and holiday games.
Yeah, sometimes I get in the holiday spirit and fucking shit works out.
And everyone's going to make money tonight, right?
Hell yeah. Put some Black Friday money on it.
We'll release this early so that people can make their bets for on these Thursday night Thanksgiving games.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. First game. The Chicago Bears.
Yeah.
At the Detroit Lions. Lions are favored -7.
Say take that action. That sounds pretty good. They're not scoring. Lions ain't scoring like that, but neither are the fucking Bears.
Really?
The Bears are looking bad.
You're not feeling the Bears
I'm
at all?
I'm a Bears fan. I love them and shit, but not this shit.
You're not feeling Cutler's going to light them up?
You love Bears, right?
I love the Chicago Bears. Yes, the football team. I see what you went for there, you slick son of a bitch.
So you take it, lock it up, take Detroit at -7.
Hell yeah, son. I think Cap Megatron has a big game.
Golden well, it'll be his first big game of the year then.
He had a TD the fucking week before. He's all right. He's getting there. Got to recover.
Whatever. All right. So you're saying take the Lions at -7.
Yes, sir.
Next. The 4:30 game. Dinner isn't ready yet.
Yeah.
You've been smoking weed and drinking all day long, watching wooden money off that Bears-Lions game. I mean, it is Thanksgiving. Dog. So you cut up a nice rail. You do it. And you bear for that 4:30 game. Because you're not going to eat yet.
Why would you?
Here you go. Here's a Chicago Bear for you.
Why would you do that?
It's a bear party in Chicago, Illinois, Johnny.
We're all going to go there. You know that. All right. The Philadelphia Eagles at the Dallas Cowboys.
What's the spread?
Cowboys are favored at -3.
Yeah, I'd go with that. I'm not going to that fucking bear party. Fucking take that shit down, son. That's
what do you mean?
Mad creepy.
It's a Chicago Bear.
You mad comfortable just looking at shit
it's
like
a Chicago
that.
Bear. Right here.
That's not a Chicago Bear at all.
Chris it's right here. Bear party. Chris Chicago, Illinois. Come party with us.
Chris just found...
Did you Bluetooth that shit from your phone?
Gay
son?
Party flyers.
I just Googled Chicago gay bears. That's what came up.
Then why isn't Jay Cutler there?
Board up.
Right here. Bum. Put a bum.
Oh, shit.
There it goes right here.
All right, so you take the Cowboys at -3.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know about this.
They're looking good, man.
And the Lions at -7.
Yeah.
You know they haven't thrown a touchdown in like 22. Mad.
That Bears defense will help them out because that shit is just deplorable this year.
All right. I don't feel comfortable about this betting. Maybe you should stick to preseason. This is quite scary. All right. Last game. 8:30 p.m. You'll be watching this game while you're eating dinner. Although I hear a lot of people eat dinner like early on Thanksgiving.
I try to go for like about 6.
See, I always felt
I gotta get
that
on
was...
that Black Friday line,
yeah.
son.
No, I actually somehow got roped into cooking stuff for my family's Thanksgiving, and they're like, "We're gonna eat at 4." I was like, "Well, you're gonna
4
eat
4 o'clock.
You're gonna eat without all the things I said I was gonna cook."
You're gonna tell them you eat what I give you when I give it to you.
Your family says they're eating at 4 o'clock for real.
People do that,
yeah,
though,
but it's gonna be like I told them I'm not getting there till 6.
Four is acceptable time, I think, for fucking Thanksgiving dinner. Right?
Who eats dinner? I don't even eat breakfast by 4.
Well, like when my grandparents are there, we start at 4.
They're old.
Yeah. But that's how that shit goes. Like, I'm, you know.
I've heard this. Yeah. I've heard people say that, like, they eat dinner, like, very early.
On holidays.
You got to accommodate everybody. Like, some people don't eat that fucking late. Old people eat, like, about 3:30 and shit.
Damn. Yeah, because I could never imagine eating before 8 p.m. dinner.
Nah,
it doesn't matter
I
what day it is.
But, like, I move around a lot of shit, so I eat whenever. So.
I say 6 p.m. is a good medium. Like, there are some people who eat dinner earlier, which I think is insane. And then some people who eat it, like, I usually eat dinner at, like, 10 o'clock at night.
I think it depends what time you start cooking this shit, too. Because, like, my aunt will start cooking, like, about 10, 10:30-ish.
In the morning?
Yeah.
Then you're not eating until 6. What do you mean?
No, like, the turkey's already halfway done because that's the first shit that gets done. But, like, everything else, all the fixing shit, about 10, 10:30.
Oh, okay.
So, like, about 4-ish is ready to rock.
So, she gets up at, like, 6, puts the turkey in, and then goes back to sleep.
Yep.
See, I think 6 is also, like, still a little bit too early. I mean, no, I get saying it's a compromise,
trying
right?
Trying to get romantic with your family and shit, nigga? Like,
no, I'm just saying 8 o'clock is you eat dinner at nighttime. Like, if you eat dinner at 6 o'clock, what are you going to do with the rest of the evening?
You fucking leave. Go get a drink or something. You want to, like, hang out with them after dinner? You wildin', son.
You fucking pass out. I mean, you should be pissed drunk by the time it hits 8 o'clock anyway.
Yeah, I try not to drink around my family
you
like
smoke
that.
Smoke that vaporizer, you do those lines, you get a couple
vape.
Of drinks.
A lot of people don't do lines with their family, believe it or not.
Weird. What's their problem? Right?
The number one stocking stuffer in the Stanley household, belt to tie off with.
There you go.
Oh, boy, damn.
Right? Son. It's nice. It makes people, you know, appreciate the good things in life.
Nice piece of latex tubing.
Last game, 8:30 p.m., Seattle Seahawks at the San Francisco 49ers.
Oh.
It's a pick 'em.
Shit.
Seattle at home, bro.
I say Niners.
Divisional matchup, son.
I'm saying all the home teams win. Fuck it.
You're
the Niners have been hot, son.
You're saying take the 49ers.
Yeah, man. Marshawn Lynch is kind of angry.
Have you watched Kaepernick lately?
He's been blown up, son. He had like 200 something yards yesterday. 260.
This is just crazy talk.
I think they're going to do all right. They got better offensive weapons in the air than Seattle does. Seattle don't really got no wideouts. Because you know Marshawn Lynch ain't running on defense like that. They at Levi's Stadium, too. Fucking first Thanksgiving game they have.
Okay. All right. Now you're making a lot more sense. Like, it's special. This is important for them.
Though the Bears did beat them on Monday night, so I don't know.
Who cares who the Bears beat? The Bears are terrible.
I fucking care.
Bears are just a terrible, awful
it's
team.
It's been a rough year. We 5-6. We're still something.
Your three-team parlay. You're saying parlay this or bet them individually?
Parlay this shit.
So it's all locks.
Just fucking get it.
So that's the Lions at -7. Ugh. The Cowboys at -3. Really taking the Cowboys?
Yeah. Why not? They're America's team on Thanksgiving, and
Eagles
they got a good team.
Sanchez, son.
Yeah, all right. That you just did my argument for me.
And the Seahawks at the 49ers, taking the 49ers in a pick 'em.
Yep.
Jesus, good those are your Bronx shit. Johnny picks.
Fucking feel them in my nuts.
Really? Like you're about to bust one?
Hell yeah, son.
Gay Chicago Bears.
Not at all.
Going to that bear party.
Speaking of Marshawn Lynch, last weekend he had a great press conference. The video should be up there.
He don't like reporters.
No, he doesn't. And you'll see how he deals with reporters. This is Marshawn Lynch after the game.
Make up for it, you know, catching the ball out of the backfield. Was that part of the game plan there? Or?
Maybe.
Marshawn dancing with the cheerleaders the other day at our game. Was that something you just had planned, or was that kind of spontaneous?
I don't know.
Still having fun, Marshawn?
Yeah.
Serious question, is it going to be tough to rebound for Thursday, but he's kind of sore, banged up, end of the season?
Maybe.
What did you listen to on the bus going over here? What was your song of the day that you chose?
No Juice.
Oh, shit.
Should I talk about the Cardinals defense?
Yeah.
I wish we would just say something really offensive right now.
You know. I think that's why he's not saying much.
I don't know.
He's the greatest press conference guy ever in the NFL.
Kind of a prick, but I don't blame him
kind
for
of
it.
A prick. Who cares? So what? We'd rather have him say, like, oh, it was a great game, and, you know, they played
No, that's
you know.
What I'm saying. I respect him for
I
it.
Can't believe you can get fined $100,000 for not speaking to reporters.
The NFL
makes you talk to reporters.
That's awful.
Yeah, it's ridiculous, right? And Marshawn Lynch got fined, I think, like last year, like 50 grand or something.
Oh, he did it for the Super Bowl. Yeah, he got a fucking
He said fuck it to the Super Bowl press day.
Yeah.
It's ridiculous. They want the players to come out and just say the same exact answers every single time.
I don't get what they can't say.
Mind-numbingly stupid.
Man. And in the NFL, like, you ever notice the press conference? Like, maybe Richard Sherman will give you like a fucking soundbite. That's about it.
He'll drop an M-bomb for you.
Yes, he will.
The NFL is just the worst. Yeah, Johnny, why do you love fantasy football so much?
I really don't fucking love it. It's just.
Are you going to play next year, though, right?
I mean, clearly you're just a wife beater.
I don't even know what that means.
You just beat kids. And so, I mean, that's all I know about the NFL this year. You're just beating kids, wife beating.
Oh, yeah, Johnny, we talked about this last week.
Yeah.
You watched the 3D printing documentary?
Yeah, yeah.
Printing the Legend. What'd you think of it?
Bree was a piece of shit, and I'm glad. So, you know, here's the shit with those.
Bree is the guy who was the CEO and one of the founders of MakerBot.
I look at those MakerBots at where I work now, and it's like, I just fucking loathe them. I'm like, damn, son.
You got MakerBots at your job?
We got three of them.
Yeah, we should steal those.
How much, what do you make with them?
They do them in the fucking technology class. I mean, like little fucking
dildos for the bear party.
Chess pieces? They make chess pieces?
Chess pieces, cups, all that kind of shit.
See, I could always use a cup, but like instead of like washing cups, I'd be like, where's my MakerBot? I just need a new cup right now.
Yeah, fucking, it's nice, I guess.
Or you could just buy like a sleeve of plastic cups.
That too, but it's not fun. But fucking, you ever notice in those documentaries and shit, like, the guy gets his at the end, but everybody, like, especially for him, they're just like...
What do you mean he gets his? He sold the company for $650 million.
But he ain't did no more. They fucking did him dirty.
Who,
like, he has...
He owned a third of the company. Yeah, that's $200 million.
That's fine, but he has nobody
and Chris,
with him.
And?
He's got like $200 million, but he's a piece of shit. Mostly everybody that knows him hates him.
Listen. You guys can hate me forever for $200 million.
I doubt that. You don't mean that at all.
No, absolutely.
No, he does. He doesn't care about us.
He's mad sensitive, bro.
$200 million, he doesn't care.
Yeah, I'll buy someone else's love.
If
I don't care.
If I had $200 million, son, and y'all wasn't cool with me, I'd fucking cry every night.
No, you wouldn't.
I would.
Yeah,
I love you guys.
You would cry into some like big silicone titties.
Yes, I would. But I don't mean that.
At $200 million, you can afford real big titties.
That's true, too, though.
Yeah, but I mean, I want the best that science can offer. I want some MakerBot titties.
Oh, yeah, son. But now, like, don't you find that, like, it's mad weird because they're shitting on him, but in the beginning, they're all friends and all that.
It was a well-done documentary.
Yeah, but he gets his, and they're still shitting on him. It's like, yo, you know what? He fucked up. Let it go already.
Oh,
like,
yeah, it was great.
Make your own shit. Unless they, like, did some legal shit they never got into.
Because he sold out so hard and kicked everyone else out. And that, it's so funny that, so this guy Bree, who we talked about this last week, who started MakerBot, he fucking let the investors... just put corporate douches all around him.
Yep.
And then eventually all the corporate douches got fired, along with the guy Bree, or the Bree left.
I thought the broad...
No, he fired all of them, apparently.
Oh, he did?
Yeah, they said he was very hard to work with, and he was just a douche. Became a... Like, basically, here's the thing, is like...
He wanted to be Steve Jobs.
Yeah, the funny thing in the beginning is he didn't want to be Steve Jobs. He wanted to be Woz, if you remember the beginning of the documentary. But then they made him be Steve Jobs, and he just became a douche.
But here's the shit. To me,
Steve even started wearing turtlenecks.
At the end of the day, though, the motherfucker didn't really invent anything with the MakerBot. He was just basically a face. Maybe a little bit of coding, but he didn't invent nothing.
He was a businessman. He was the businessman part of it.
Yeah, but that's important. They wouldn't
it's
have been
very important. No,
I'm not saying that, but like for him to get that much power is fucking shady shit right there. Just because he's fucking nice on camera. That was all
he wasn't
was.
Even that nice on camera. I mean, he was marginally more charismatic than the regular nerd. He wasn't autistic. That was what was going for him.
I felt bad for my man, the 3D weaponry guy, Mr. Tony Starks of the 3D printing
world. Oh, yeah, that guy was great. The dude who designed the 3D gun.
He made out nice, though, because he got that $250K book deal. Nobody hates the guy.
He also is selling, we were talking about him the other day, they're selling the loaders that turn semi-automatic rifles into fully automatic rifles.
He kinda went
and he was selling the machine that just makes them.
He should have got involved with the NRA and see what he could have done there. He should have, like, latched on to something instead of trying
to
go.
He did latch on to. He created his own movement.
Yeah, but he's not making out. He kind of blew how much he actually could have made, I think.
But he didn't create anything except this. Like, he didn't even create a program that makes 3D printed things. He just designed a schematic for a 3D printed gun.
Yeah, but there's money in that, I'm guessing, right? You can get something for a
schematic.
Yeah,
and he made $250,000 for
a
book deal.
Yeah, but I think he could have made a little
bit
more.
But no, see, that's
his YouTube numbers are good, too. I bet he makes mad money on YouTube. He's also a big talker.
It goes against what, you know, the whole thing of the open source movement is. It's like he's not going to charge money for his design. He's just going to put it out there against his anarchist bullshit, you know?
Yeah. At least fucking Bree's dad still has a job, though. That motherfucker didn't lose his job.
Yeah, the guy Bree's dad was like some...
he was a fucking kiss ass.
Ugh. He was some guy who just created brand, like was like one of the old school guys who really wrote books about branding and... It's really obnoxious garbage.
They didn't fire his ass, I'm pretty sure. They fired
I always find branding an interesting subject. You don't think so?
I think it's fucking obnoxious.
It works.
I don't care if it works or not. I just personally think it's fucking obnoxious.
It makes you kind of an asshole, man.
Why?
Well, look at it like this. Like, you have fucking... Well, let's say you put your name on some shit, right? Another guy puts his name on some other shit that's the same thing. You can sue him for, like, copyright infringement and crap like that.
If he puts your name on some shit that's the same thing.
No, like, that happened actually in the documentary with that big 3M company.
That would be patent law. It's completely different than branding.
Oh, I thought that was the same fucking
thing. What's shitty and fucking obnoxious about branding is that people are, no longer people. Like, there are teenagers out there in the fucking world who are worried about their brand. That's what's annoying. It's fucking taking people, it's de-evolve people into brands, and it's just obnoxious. I get why it's important.
I mean, we have a brand.
Yeah,
yes,
no,
I know.
Right.
It's fucking deep. It's taking people from being a person to a concept that is a brand that can only make money. I understand why it's fucking here, but it still doesn't mean I can't find
it
obnoxious.
A brand doesn't necessarily make money. What about that catcalling video was made by an advertising agency, but it's for a nonprofit organization called Holla Back.
You don't think they got anything off of, like, the YouTube
You don't think
bits?
They care about money?
What about the World Wildlife Foundation?
You think they don't care about money to save animals?
But that's what they care about, money to save animals. That's not just to make money. It's to get donations to save animals.
I never really buy into that. You in it for fucking money at the end of the day. If you're going to do shit like that, you got to be in it for non-profit or not. You got
to. I mean, everybody's in everything for sure, some money.
There
you
are
need to earn.
There are altruistic and good brands. But I would say the vast majority of people who know what branding is are scumbags or are using it for the wrong reasons.
Damn
or
sure.
whatever.
That sounds like MakerBot to me.
MakerBot's whatever. It's
MakerBot. MakerBot is a genius marketing thing. Like, they were, I mean, their name is synonymous with 3D printing more so than 3D Systems, which invented the concept 20 years ago.
But they started to get into that, like, we'll make it affordable shit. I respect them for that. I like how they also fucking suing the shit out of that other little company. That was kind of funny.
Yeah.
They was like, nah, we good. Yeah, he was like, nah, we good. They're like, no, we're going to sue his ass.
Those creepy Russian kids from MIT.
I don't think it's actually going to go through. I think it's just to slow them down so that 3D Systems can put out their own personal printer.
Like, if I was a dude, I'd offer to buy them out or bring them in. They're doing shit you can use. Just buy them.
Well, they had come to, they came to some sort of agreement, and then I guess that broke down after the documentary.
But but I'm saying, I think it'd be cheaper than fucking suing them just to fucking buy them into the fucking company.
Maybe, maybe not. Could be cheaper to just sue somebody. Those guys probably think there probably is a lot of value in what they're creating. Because they're creating, their home product is a lot better than MakerBot's. It makes better.
I don't know, because remember, they had that problem where they couldn't ship for a while, too. So the brand is a little damaged.
No, that doesn't damage the brand.
You don't think so?
No, not on a Kickstarter campaign.
No?
It absolutely doesn't damage the brand.
People were pissed, remember?
No, if you're in major warehouse stores or something and then you can't fulfill a Christmas order, that would damage your brand.
Yeah, but
it's not going to hurt you if, you know, a few thousand Kickstarter people don't get their shit for a while. It says right in Kickstarter, like, listen, things get delayed. Yeah. Everything gets delayed in business.
But I think they went for a year, right? They didn't ship anything out.
Yeah, it happens. It's bound to happen. I mean, I don't know a single person who's opened a restaurant or a bar that hasn't been delayed 6 months.
Mm.
You know what I mean? And that's a lot different than creating a home 3D printer with a type of technology that's never been miniaturized.
Is it, though? Wait.
I manage a lot easier than that. Whatever.
Duh. Oh, boy, you're listening to High Society Radio, but you know that already because you download the show or you're streaming it somewhere.
Yeah.
Our Twitter account is at HS Radio Show.
They could just be listening to Newtown Radio.
You could be listening to Newtown Radio. That's
or
true.
More like radio.
Or more like radio.com. That's when we're streaming, baby. That's at newtownradio.com and more like radio.com.
Johnny, you had a serious documentary weekend, didn't you?
Yeah, I watched that Banksy shit on HBO, son. I'm going to start doing that on the weekends, just watch documentaries and shit.
You say documentaries?
Documentaries. I meant to say documentaries.
Silly. You're a silly man. Yeah. How'd you like it? I watched it, too.
That Banksy shit was cool, but then it was kind of fucked up at the same time. I like how that dude that bought that fucking rock sculpture didn't make shit off anything he bought.
I didn't like the documentary.
You didn't really like it? What you thought? They made him look too fucking of a hero or her or whatever the fuck?
I think it didn't say anything about anything. It used a bunch of shitty YouTube fucking video. The most interesting part was the dirtbag art seller.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. He make a
art
dime.
Dealer, excuse me, art dealer on Long Island who wasn't making a dime off any of the pieces he bought. Though he probably will in, like, you know, 10 years. He'll probably sell the things for the hundreds of thousands of dollars.
But I do like how the guy just fucking reached out to people. He gave art to the masses in that way.
Banksy?
Like, yeah, it was nice, man. Like, you saw people were into this shit.
Yeah.
I thought that was cool.
I kind of liked how that one major art critic was kind of like, we think this is just an overall like, it's just such an easy message to see. That's why we don't really like street art. But then, as you watch the documentary, every single person had something different to say about the entire month of shit.
Oh, no, all those industry cats fucking hate him. Because they can't make money off the dude like that.
What do you mean they are making money?
Not those industry cats. Well, the way they made it sounds like they don't make a dime off the dude. They fucking hate him just for that. No, supposedly art's supposed to be subjective. I don't know how that shit works. Like, we went to an art gallery once. I just went for the beer, but the art was really nice. Ain't my kind of people, but the fucking art was nice, beer was cheap. Can't beat it.
So that's your take on the art world?
I just go for the booze.
The beer is free.
Yeah. No, I thought we had to pay like a dollar to get it or something. No, it was free. Oh, fuck it. That's how much of a good time. I didn't remember that shit was free, son. We got fucked up that night, though. I'll tell you that. It's a good time, son. We got to do that more often.
Go to art galleries?
Get fucked up. Same shit. We go to art gallery and get fucked up.
What are we, 19? That's what you do when you're 19, because you get free beers.
I don't do a lot of shit regular kids do.
I'm 31. I don't mind free beer.
Fuck at an art gallery? You're going to go to an art gallery to get free beer, bro?
Sure. Some in the neighborhood? Yeah. I don't care. I'll look at some bad art and drink some free beer. Yeah.
That's the main What's reason wrong with went that? Down there anyway, you asshole.
I went down there because my buddy was throwing the party.
For fucking free beer, though. If it wasn't free beer, you would have gone? Don't
probably.
Bullshit.
Probably.
John, you know they're making Fast and Furious 8 and 9 already? We brought this up at the very end of last week's
Get
episode.
Get the fuck out of here. That doesn't make any sense. So Paul Walker don't die then?
No, Paul Walker's going to die.
His ghost comes back, though.
I'm thinking he's going to be like spooky. A hot tub time machine. Like, every time there's a scene, you're like, does he die now? That should be nice.
Paul Walker's going to is going to pass away in this next step, Fast and Furious 7.
Yeah.
And they're going to make two more. And then it's even greater. The kid from Tokyo Drift is going to be in the new one.
Oh, he's on, like, NCIS New Orleans, too. Like, that motherfucker can't act, son.
Yes, he can. What are you talking about? He's great in Sling Blade. And he was great in Tokyo Drift.
He wasn't great in Tokyo Drift. Fucking cool your jet, son. I know, like, that shit had you drifting for a bit. Oh, was that was your boy, right? It was drifting off of them shits?
Oh, yeah. No, after Tokyo Drift came out, yeah, he had a pole.
That's some wild shit, son. Yeah. But no, that dude can't act for shit.
You're crazy.
There's
a
reason why
actor.
You don't see him in too many things after Tokyo Drift.
He's in plenty of things. He's been in plenty of movies. Don't worry about it. But he's going to be in Fast 7, Fast 8, Fast 9. I don't think there's any. I think we're all going to go see it, right?
I guess, man. I don't know. It's not Bad Boys 3, I guess, but yeah, whatever.
I would never go see Bad Boys 3. Bad Boys 2 is terrible.
Bad Boys 2 was awesome, son. What do you mean? You didn't see the shit with the cars?
Yeah. That could be any Michael Bay movie I just described. You didn't see the shit with the car?
They got dead body. They had them dead titties in there. I was like, oh, Martin Lawrence.
Only thing I want to see is the Amazingly Randy live in person. Chris, you see South Park last week?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, man, that shit was awesome. Got something behind your ear.
This has to be one of the best seasons in years.
I like how they do, like, the storyline is fucking linear and shit. That's pretty
it's
cool.
It's called continuity, Johnny.
There you
it's
go.
The first time they've done it across the season.
They're making it work, though. Like, they're doing it so, like, in your face with it, it's fucking hysterical.
Yeah, they're always constantly, everyone's drinking gluten-free beer. It's hysterical. Every fucking person character in the episode is drinking a Pabst that says gluten-free on it. But, yeah, the Amazingly Randy and Cock Magic is...
That shit was...
Couldn't stop laughing when I was watching that.
Oh, man. Those guys never run out of shit to do, man.
I guess not.
I'd put them up there. I'd say they're better than Monty Python.
I'd say they're better than Jesus Christ.
Oh, yeah.
And the Latter-day Saints. Whoever the fuck they are.
They're Mormons. It's pretty convenient.
Look up the Latter-day... See if there's a list of the actual Latter-day Saints. Because I remember, like, as a kid...
Yeah, you didn't know who the fuck they were.
Yeah, it was like Jesus Christ and Latter-day Saints.
They weren't the apostles, were they? Like,
I don't think so.
No,
I see. It's Jesus Christ is a Latter-day Saint.
Wait, no.
Latter-day means now, though, right?
Like, I thought, but Jesus came in. It's the New Testament.
All right.
Okay, yeah, but I thought Jesus Christ was above a saint. I mean, he's the Son of God. Now,
well, I guess Mormons.
For anyone
like
who knows
that.
Anything about religion, we must sound ultra retarded this episode.
Well, I mean, how much? Have a lot of Mormons listening to this show?
You never
know.
No,
but I'm
son.
Sure there are people who know about religion. All right, so it's what is exactly Jesus Christ of the Latter-day Saints and the Latter-day Saints?
The Latter-day Saint movement is the church is the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints.
Of Latter-day Saints.
Yeah, they're Mormons.
So every Mormon's a Latter-day Saint?
Yeah, it's not Jesus then, right? You basically break it down to anybody that fucks with Jesus is a Latter-day Saint. Or does something nice.
I mean, I don't think I said that at all.
That's what it sounds like, though.
Theorizing. I don't know shit about this thing. You just threw it at me.
Okay, I found it. Never mind. On Wikipedia, a list of Latter-day Saints who have attained at least some level of notability. This list includes an adherents of the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints, LDS or Mormon, as well as adherents of related denominations, as labeled. Okay. I'm going to look through this shit here.
There's mad names on there, though?
There's a lot of names on here. Oh, there's a lot of sports figures. Wait, how can a sports figure be a fucking liar?
Because it said this list includes adherents of the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints.
So you're a member of the church.
This is notable people in
who
the
Mormons.
Who are Mormons, yeah.
Okay. I'm a moron. And we've come off as stupid yet again, or at least I have. See, I always thought like it was like a posse of fucking dudes.
That's what I thought, too.
Who are like, yeah.
That's what I was like, where they fucking
we're
the
saints,
disciples or whatever.
But that shitty Bible didn't you know, recognize us.
Well, the guy who created Rat Fink is a Latter-day Saint, apparently.
Perfect.
Holy shit.
Yeah, I always thought it was like Jesus and like some new apostles in the New World. Because like he comes over to
like
America,
fucking
right?
Preacher, right?
Yeah, it's like Preacher, yeah.
Son.
That's exactly what I'm talking about.
Jack Dempsey is on here.
Get the fuck out of here. The boxer?
Yeah.
Oh, that's some bullshit right there. He murdered a guy in the ring.
So?
It's not murder if it's in the ring.
I guess.
Manslaughter.
God damn. Is Johnny Cash on there?
No.
Damn, ain't that a bitch.
John Cena's on here. It's weird.
John Cena's not a fucking Mormon.
I only know if Bray Wyatt's on there.
Oh, yeah, son.
No, Bray Wyatt's not on here. He's a Satanist.
Is he?
I don't know. Probably.
He's definitely not a Satanist. I think he's more like into like Santeria.
I thought it would have been cool if when he came out with the Wyatt family, that they were like a weird Undertaker cult and they worshipped the Undertaker. I thought they should have done that.
That would have been, yeah, there's so many shits they could have done and they broke it up. They just don't know what they're doing anymore, son.
Yeah, well. What, did you watch Survivor Series yesterday, Johnny?
I wasn't happy with it.
Why not?
It's like, what the fuck are you bringing out Sting for that situation? Like
Survivor Series already happened?
Yeah, it was yesterday.
Son.
I thought it was happening this week, this Sunday.
Nah, I just wanted to place a bet, but he ruined it for me anyway, so yeah.
Who are you going
to
bet on?
I was going to have him bet. He didn't know who the fuck were the winners and shit. Just tell him the matches he'd pick, and I'd make some money.
What if I bet right, though?
I doubt it.
Who do you think won, Team Cena or Team Authority?
Oh, Team Cena, right?
Boom.
In a pay-per-view?
Shit, got you. There you go. There, he would have got
who was on Team Cena?
Was it Dolph Ziggler, John Cena, fucking
Big Show.
It's a pretty pussy-ass team.
Eric Rowan.
Yeah.
Who was on team whatever? What was the other
Some
team?
Some other dude was on there, too. Oh, Ryback. Yeah.
Russian dude, Rusev, who you probably don't know who he is.
I know who that guy is. He has like a blonde chick with him?
Yeah.
Sexual Chocolate, Mark Henry. Who else was on that team? I don't even
know. Sexual Chocolate, Mark Henry is kind of like the Black Rusev.
I guess. They don't wrestle the same at all. Just
or is Rusev the white
Mark
Henry?
They're not the same dudes at all.
You're right.
Does
Russian
his sperm
people
make
white.
People give birth to hands? That's what you need to know.
Why the fuck
Sting came out at the end. That's all you need to know.
Why
Sting.
The fuck do they have Kane wrestling in his slacks? I get the gimmick, but like, let him at least wear wrestling attire and shit. He looks like a white supremacist in that shit.
Good, because he is in real life. Did Sting fuck some shit up?
He beat up Triple H, which made no sense. They should have used Randy Orton. It was in his fucking home state. Use that fucking guy. They got heat.
Kane is such a skinhead, he shaves his eyebrows. That's how much
no,
of a
skinhead
he is.
Shut up.
Did Sting have the face paint on?
Yeah, of course he did.
Yeah, son, he came out in that crow shit. He didn't come down the rafters. That would have been nice, but
yeah, you know,
after Owen Hart, you can't really be doing shit like that.
They had Raven come out, too.
That's true.
Yeah, he's a good dude, man. Shout out to Raven. The fucking thing with the underage girls.
What?
Not my thing, but
what happened with Raven?
He was dating like a 16-year-old girl at a time.
Did he get busted for it?
He got away with it. I'll say that.
All right.
That shit was very weird, man.
Good for Raven.
Ah.
He beat the shit out of Tommy Dreamer for years.
Yeah, Tommy Dreamer took it like a champ, though. He's working for the E, so who won that one, huh?
All right. I don't know, dude.
Nobody's going for no Black Friday deals this year?
No, I don't agree with Black Friday deals.
This is pre-recorded. I'm already camping out for Black Friday.
They got 4K deals on sale and shit. 4K TVs?
I don't
What's
even
a 4K
know.
TV?
Yeah, what is that?
That's like 1080 times 4 resolution and shit. That's what
is that
4K
like that
is.
60 frames per second porn I've been seeing?
What?
There's like 60 frames per second porn. It's like ultra realistic.
Get the fuck out of here. I've never even heard of that shit.
Yeah, dog.
Can you taste the tears?
You can taste the fucking dirty cum.
Yeah, they have that shit in Jersey. It's called a cum shot in liquor stores. It's mad appalling. It's like a sperm with like liquor in it.
What?
You never seen that shit? Google that shit. Google sperm shot. It's
I've seen that. Yeah, I've definitely seen that.
That shit is mad retarded, son. Like, you go and then the Arab dude behind the counter, you want a sperm shot? Like, what'd you say, mommy? Say, no, thank you.
Yeah, I have seen. I saw those at the bar show in Javits Center years ago.
That's just like them getting risque and shit. They should save that for like bachelorette parties and stuff. It's like,
yeah, here it is.
Spent too much. Yeah, there you go.
Popsy, that's what it's called. Yeah, I have one of these.
Its name is Popsy.
You have one of them?
Yeah, they were giving them out for free at the liquor show.
Yeah, I bet.
They give everything out for free at that thing.
Sure, if you suck enough dick, you get a bunch of stuff free.
They want some Popsy right in your head, nigga.
It's a cartoon sperm, though. It looks like he's having a good day. It's for bachelorette parties. I mean, what do you think?
No, man. Like, you go to the liquor store, they offer that shit to men, too. Like, yo, you want a fucking cum shot? Like, what'd you say?
Yeah, it's probably because they can't sell the things.
Ugh. Oh, no. Them shit, and yo, they don't even, like, cool them all. They just leave them there.
What was the name of that thing that it was, like, a scented thing that you just smell it and it smells like pussy? Remember we talked about it a long time ago?
Damn.
It was the slug line was smell me and cum. Remember that shit?
It was like
We talk about cum a lot in this show.
Yeah, for years we've been talking about cum.
That's just our thing. Fuck. Oh, man. That's going
to
bug me now.
That's be our thing.
You're the one that does it.
Yeah, son.
When?
For like 10 straight weeks.
When?
You came on the show
sucking
and asked
dicks,
like,
guys?
You're like, well, we're all sucking dick. We're all gay. You said that shit 10 weeks straight.
I don't remember this at all. Are you fucking kidding me?
Yeah, all the listeners to this show, please email Stanley.
Oh, yeah.
PHX202 at gmail.com.
How many times it says dicks and mouths? All mouths. It's like, it's just insane. Cupping balls.
What?
It's ridiculous. It's like, there's no need for that shit on the podcast.
A, I don't remember this at all. B, if I did say any of that stuff, let's go back and cut it all out.
Well, it might help with the market.
I apologize for making you guys feel uncomfortable with that weird talk. I apologize.
I like to clean me eye. It was
so
fine.
You're saying you like it when I talk like that.
It's fine. Don't bug me. I'm used to it already, son.
Suck each other's dicks, then.
do remember how you had the idea, though, of going to coffee shops and robbing people for their iPhones and shit, right?
I've been talking about this for years.
Yeah, somebody's doing it in my neighborhood.
No!
You better hope that asshole doesn't use you as a fucking reason in the fucking court. Like, I heard it on a podcast.
Someone's stealing laptops out of coffee shops?
Yeah, in my neighborhood, people are just going in and robbing all the patrons of, like, yuppie coffee
shops. Patreons?
Not
Patreon.com/High Society Radio. Donate.
And you won't get robbed. It's like protection money.
Yeah, exactly. It's the opposite of getting robbed. It's like, I don't know, getting money for free.
Yeah. It's
but
exactly
you're giving
like
money. Just Patreon.com/. Don't laugh over the plug, Johnny.
Go ahead.
Patreon.com/High Society Radio.
So yeah, in my neighborhood, yeah, there's just guys coming in to coffee shops and just juxing everyone.
Yeah, that don't make sense, though, because with all this shit, you have RFID tags in them now. They can track you and shit.
You probably just throw it all in a lead box until they get somewhere safe, and then just turn it all off.
I doubt anybody doing that shit has
a lead
box.
A Louis bag?
Oh,
you could just use something like that. I mean, anything you used to use to beat the metal detectors at, you know, anything old shoplifters used to do.
Mm. I didn't even know a Louis bag could.
For those who may not know, I came up with the idea years ago that it would be a good movie script where guys like crews rob your Panera Breads, your Starbucks's,
anywhere with free Wi-Fi, basically.
Local coffee shops of the laptop. You don't hit the register. You just roll into these places and just rob people's laptops and cell phones and now tablets.
Sounds like a Guy Ritchie movie.
I mean, you'll end up with, like, you know, if there's 20 laptops in the store, that's like $25,000 worth of shit, not counting phones and tablets.
Wow, you really overestimate the power of a fucking laptop there. If it's stolen, I don't think you're going to get that much for it. You ain't gonna get
I'm talking about MSRP. A lot of them are fucking Apple products, which go for like $1,500, $2,000.
You can sell the parts and make some money.
But I'm saying,
sell stolen iPads on fucking Craigslist.
I don't trust them shits, man.
You wipe them out, you're good. You just wipe them.
Yeah, but
done.
Just because you don't trust them doesn't mean other people ain't buying them.
I told you that times work at UPS, that dude got caught
so
with
I'm saying,
iPhones,
this would be a great movie to do, not to do in real life.
People are definitely doing it in real life.
Well, yes.
It's life imitating art.
Not on my suggestion.
Word up.
Well, your suggestion was to make a movie about it.
Yeah.
But somebody was just like, I need to get this money to make this movie.
Now this
How can I get the money to finance this film?
Are they snatching
them?
I
could rob coffee shops.
They're just fucking snatching and running, right? They're not snuffing nobody.
They're going in there with guns.
Oh,
yeah,
wow.
They got pieces.
Locking the door.
Old school, son.
And just digging everyone's shit.
I don't know. Nobody gets hurt. I respect it.
Just saying.
It's degentrification X all over again.
Fuck up, yes.
It is degentrification
wasn't
X.
On, wasn't on a recommendation, though. Definitely
no.
was not.
No, but it is.
What? No, I'm saying you got to finance the movie somehow.
Word.
Our executive producer is getting to work.
No. No, everyone. I'm just like, look. What beer did you find that got made online? What beer was it?
Is it truffle beer?
There's a truffle beer out there, Johnny.
Yeah.
When did that come out?
A couple weeks ago. Somebody sent it to me on Reddit.
Oh, fuck you, assholes.
And then what happens? Someone starts robbing coffee shops.
Listen, I've been saying, we've called things for a while. People, motherfuckers making money on stock picks.
Yeah, we're going to start investing
money. Yeah, people make, what were the stock picks they made on 3D printing?
Yeah. 3D Systems, which was in that documentary that just came out that we talked about.
See, if I was jacking it, I'd be jacking 3D Systems, son. Shit's is portable enough you can just run and carry them.
That's true.
What's next? The gentrification next is going to go mainstream, and then we're going to look assholes again? Oh, like, oh, man, why didn't we jump on this?
Somebody's definitely going to take that idea.
Yo, we got to figure out who
Dunch,
made this shit.
I mean, somehow the guys who write Archer went back and, like, heard about Dunch on here and then went back in time and did a whole thing about it.
Fuck.
What's next? Mollandaise? They're going to steal that?
That should be nice if they fucking riding out and that's what's playing in the back. Like, got your shit.
They definitely should be playing this and just crotch-chopping people in the face.
Are they DXing us? No, I haven't experienced this since, I don't know, 99.
Run your shit.
Did that guy just say he was going to make us fame ass? What does that even mean?
Weird. They all seem to be obsessed with their penises.
Could you imagine the lead guy goes in, does the road dog and shit? Like, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls.
Just rob us already.
Oh. Why do you gotta be dicks about it?
You're already taking our stuff.
Sounds like they're robbing hipsters, though. Hipsters is like.
Yeah, they are robbing hipsters.
Yeah, that's what that is.
It's the de-gentrification acts, you know.
That's the thing.
Motto. It's the philosophy behind the whole movement, Johnny.
I think there's just a rash of shit going on in the neighborhood, though, because the chicken spot across the street from me got robbed. That's not about degentrification.
Wow, not at all.
But here's the thing. The crown fried chicken by my house is called ground grilled chicken salad.
What? Oh, they're just trying to fucking, like, establish themselves.
That might be. Like, yo, you ain't keeping it real. We need to take all that chicken.
That's de-chickenfination X.
It's like, where's the skin on this shit? You grilled it.
I don't want this. I want the chicken skins.
They're like, where's the biscuits?
Where's my gun?
They go in there wanting biscuits and shit. They're like, nah, we gluten free, dog. I'm like, what the fuck is that?
Makes your dick fly off. You in here? Now I'm gonna sip this bottle of truffle beer as I rob a bodega.
Fucking no. Just pissing the eyes and shit.
Yeah.
Ah, man, fucking city.
One bad day after another, Johnny.
Hey, fuck it, man. We live in the fucking De Blasio kind of city, son.
I guess.
That omnipresence?
Hell yeah. Broken windows and shit.
Yeah, he is the poster boy for degentrification.
Word up.
X. He doesn't care about anything.
Oh, yeah, he got fucking chief of staff for his wife.
He stopped stopping frisk. You can hang around with a ounce of weed on
I heard
now.
My man be fucking smoking
25
splits.
Grams. I think they did that on purpose.
Yeah, I heard you say that before, and it made sense after I thought about it a little bit. Because wasn't that that was with the fine, right? 25 grams or more was fine.
Well, no, it was seven grams with a fine, but the fine was like $70. Now the fine's $100, but it's 25 grams. But it's still under an ounce. So if you have an ounce, if you're like, nope, this looks like an ounce.
They're not going to weigh your shit.
Yeah. It's just giving you a dealer a reason to short you 3 grams.
You're like, yo, dude, I weighed this shit.
I would give you 25 grams, but, you know, I would give you the full ounce.
We don't want to do time.
Just call it the De Blasio special. Don't worry about it. Also, did they get to keep the weed or did they confiscate?
No, they get to keep. Oh, no, they do confiscate and they give you a fine.
Oh, shit.
I mean, a cop could just let you keep it.
Yeah. I guess it's a cop-by-cop basis. But they'll probably take it and smoke it.
As much cops fucking hate they getting on the shit, might as well just let them slide, son.
They're part of gentrification, dude.
Oh, yeah.
X.
You see that video of the cop cracking the kid in the skull? The fucking
upstate?
No, that shit was in Brooklyn, man. The kid jumped the fin. The cop cracked him right in the dome.
The kid deserved it, though. I mean, he tried to get 250 out of the
MTA. That's what I'm saying, son. I was like, shit. Yo,
cops probably should have dragged him down the tracks and thrown him onto the third rail.
No, my favorite part.
Absolutely. You gotta be stern on crime.
My favorite part of the video.
And then
is,
he should have started going down on the kid, on his dead body.
See,
just
this
starting,
is the shit we talk about.
Just starting to suck his dead fucking electrified cock.
God,
right, Johnny?
Damn.
That's what you think about.
Not at
that's
all.
That's what you think about late at night when you're staring at the ceiling and you can't sleep. Right? You fucking weirdo.
You just
said a cop should commit necrophilia, murder, and then necrophilia.
Yeah, I fucking said
it's weird, Johnny, because like sometimes you're like mad staunch and like you get very right wing sometimes,
yeah.
But then you like really hate the cops just from growing up in the Bronx.
I don't fucking hate cops. My cousins hate cops. I love cops. I've had bad experiences with some.
So you just you're just like an Uncle Tom then.
Sounds like someone's a narc.
Fuck yeah, man. Me and fucking Hannibal Buress are hanging out together.
Oh, God, Faison Love came out. It was the first man to come out pro Bill Cosby.
Stacey Dash came out pro Bill Cosby?
Yeah, she was like, I worked with him many years ago, and he was an utter
he
gentleman.
He didn't rape me.
Yeah, that's what
I mean, and if you're gonna, honestly.
Yeah,
apparently, if you believe everyone, Cosby has been raping everyone since the 60s.
But everybody's known that for years. Just because Hannibal Buress made
a deal. I'm just saying, a young Stacey Dash. I mean, if you're going to rape somebody.
Stacey Dash.
He didn't rape Lisa Bonet either. I mean.
Well, she hasn't said nothing yet either. I can't call it.
That's Stacey Dash. Quite attractive.
Fuck yeah. She's a cunt.
Is she?
Quite good looking cunt. Oh, yeah. Nobody likes working with her.
Really?
Yeah, yeah.
How do you know?
They say it.
You just have a problem with that whole family. You did bad mouth Damon Dash on this very program.
Is she Damon Dash's daughter?
Cousin.
Wow.
That got no,
talent.
I said I'd fuck.
That's how they got her in Paper. Paper Soldiers.
Yeah.
With Beanie Siegel.
Yeah, yeah.
Kevin
yeah,
Hart. That's how she was the name. She was the draw then because Kevin Hart wasn't famous yet.
Nice. Yeah. Now people go back like, oh man, remember this great Kevin Hart banger?
Yeah. Well, it is a great movie.
Soul Plane, it gets mad burned out because Kevin Hart.
Oh my God, yes. It's on constantly.
Yeah, I'm like, what the fuck.
And I always watch it. I always watch it for Roseanne's ex-husband, Tom Arnold.
Tom Arnold's good in it, but also Method Man and Snoop. Smoking weed in the cockpit is pretty good.
No.
Because you never get to see those two smoke weed together.
Never.
In that movie.
I just want them to fucking replay it all over fucking Christmas and Kwanzaa, just Soul Plane 24/7. Be nice.
Did you just make a Kwanzaa joke?
I brought it up. I don't know if it was a joke.
It's not even Thanksgiving. Well, by the time people listen to this, it will be the day before Thanksgiving when people listen to this. But
it's fucking Christmas, Thanksgiving, man.
I was watching a bad. Thanksgiving hasn't hit yet, and I was watching a bad.
Black Christmas movie?
I was watching Black Christmas. How'd you know?
Hell yeah, son. Fuck. They got Andy coming out now.
You saw Black Christmas?
I've seen all them Black Christmas movies, man. You get five every year. 5 to 10. And I don't even know if Tyler Perry's doing anything this shit, so it's like fucking crazy.
Well, the horror movie, Black Christmas.
What?
Okay. Not even talking about the same fucking thing.
I saw that one, though. At the Broads in the Sorority House?
Oh, yeah, so you have seen it.
I saw the original one, too. The original one was way better.
Yeah, I was watching Black Christmas about 4 in the morning.
God damn, you got problems.
Watching some Black Christmas.
Is it the 2006 Black Christmas or the 1974 Black Christmas?
The 2006 Black Christmas.
74 was the shit, son.
Boy, was that a bad movie.
Yeah, it was.
Boy, did I waste 2 hours of my life.
What the fuck was that with the ending and shit? Like, was that the chick's brother or what? I didn't get it.
No, it was
spoiler alert.
Brother and father at the same time.
Is that what that? I couldn't follow that shit.
Yeah, it was. I had to read the Wikipedia on it.
Wait, was it incest? I don't understand.
Yeah, it was incest.
Just fucking and sucking on a Christmas fucking day.
Sometimes yeah, you just right. watch something and you wonder how it got made. I watched a movie called Bad Milo on Netflix the other day.
Sounds familiar. Who's in that?
Ken Marino, and he's got like a gremlin that lives in his asshole.
What?
And his dad is Steven Root, who also has a gremlin who lives in his asshole.
That sounds fucking hysterical.
You would think it was funny. It's not very funny.
It's not good.
No.
I fucking saw Smoke and Aces. I thought that would have been good. That shit makes no sense.
No, that's a terrible movie.
That shit made no fucking sense.
You ever see Smoke and Aces, Stanley?
Nah, yo.
That's your movie right there. Got Jeremy Piven and shit all coked out. That's your thing, son. Jeremy Piven on coke.
That is your thing.
You guys know me well.
Jeremy Piven is fucking horrible in that movie. It was like, fuck, it made no sense whatsoever.
It's a really bad movie. Common and Alicia Keys just hooking up because they're both non-threatening black people at the end. It was terrible. Right.
I fucking did appreciate The Departed a little bit more after I watched it a couple times. The Departed was all right. but they went too much with the fucking.
What is the part? Did it have to do with running scared?
I'm just.
Wait, did you say running scared or smoking aces?
He said smoking aces. Running scared is good. You wildin', son.
Running scared is terrible.
The first time I watched Running Scared, I was like, I was mad hyped about it. And I liked it.
She was good.
A, because I'm a big Paul Walker fan.
Rest in peace.
I watched it a few years later. It's not very good.
It holds up.
Vera Farmiga's in it, pretty good role.
Yeah.
But Paul Walker again playing an undercover cop.
Ate out hard, son.
Yeah, she was.
She was in that period where she was getting fucked in all her movies. She was in the part of getting fucked. God bless her.
I know she was making.
Now she's doing horror movies. Yeah, that's what you want to call it. She was getting DTF, son. Down to fuck.
She caught it up in the air.
What? I didn't even see that one.
You didn't see that?
No, that's the George Clooney one, right?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't catch that one. Don't ruin it for me. She gets fucked in that, though, right?
Yeah, she gets fucked.
I'm going to check that out.
Yeah, check it out. Seriously, you should check it out. You'll like it.
Damn, like shit. They just need to have a compilation on X videos by now.
Jeez, they'll go to Mr. Skin. I'm sure it's playing on Mr. Skin.
You run slow a little bit sometimes. I'll check it out.
You brought this up. I'm reading some of these Faison Love tweets. These just seem very uncharacteristic of the man who brought us Baby's Kids.
He didn't bring you Baby's Kids. He was in Baby's Kids. He didn't bring it to you.
I thought he was the executive producer.
No, not Faison. The dad from House Party, man. Oh, fuck, I always remember his name. Hysterical motherfucker, too, man. God damn. Robert something. Shit.
Witherspoon? The father from House Party is John Witherspoon.
No, man. You think about Friday, man.
I thought he was the father in House Party, too.
No, you racist motherfucker.
I'm a racist. Wow. Wow, on that racist note, we're out.
Ugh.
Yeah, Faison Love is the only man to come to Bill Cosby's aid, and he's just calling Hannibal Buress a house end on Twitter.
Yeah.
That's how you get to that man, son. And you know Hannibal. He's not going to address that shit at all.
He says, you sorry porch monkey. Everything you get, you're going to stand up for this bitch and not a man like Mr. Cosby.
Damn, I don't think that's the real Faison Love, son. No way.
It's got the check mark, it's verified. It's verified account.
Oh, maybe he got hacked. There's no way Faison will come on his face like that. He ain't even working like that. Vince Vaughn ain't gonna fuck with him no more, I'll tell you that. That was his lifeline, son.
Oh, he was in Couples Retreat?
He was in Couples Retreat and Elf. That's the last two things I seen him in.
These children out here being raped. You sorry bitches don't say shit. Some old wrinkled bitch say, nigga, did you upset fuck you? What does that even mean? I don't
know. You sound like you had trouble comprehending what you said.
Upset fuck you niggas. There's no commas in this at all.
Just run through it, son. Just read it.
I just read it. There are children out here being raped.
Yeah?
You sorry bitches don't say shit.
And then
some old wrinkled bitch say, nigga, did you upset fuck you niggas. That's
you know, why you fucking up? Because you putting in like commas and shit.
Yeah, it's true.
You need some commas.
We'll go back up.
There's
go back
one
up.
Comma.
Hold on, let me read it. Let me read it.
Right.
The children out here being raped, you sorry bitches. Don't say shit. Let some old wrinkled bitch say a nigga did. You upset. Fuck you, nigga.
Hell yeah, son.
That was all being a quote. I was actually saying that.
That was a good Faison Love impression.
I like
the next one underneath that. Go to the one underneath that.
This is why your kids are murdered.
Oh.
And you march, then take your sorry ass to the mall. Dumb porch monkeys. We don't need you educated fools. I don't
There's
get it. Are
no
they educated
way, nah.
fools or
He got hacked, B. There's no way that's Faison, son.
Faison tweeted a picture of a white man and a black woman, and underneath it says, "Oh, great white man, please take me and my sons to your white heaven where President Reagan lives."
Yo, that doesn't sound like some shit he would say, though.
First of all, that's hysterical. Aaron Magruder clearly hacked Faison Love's Twitter.
That's
straight
like
out from the Boondocks.
I don't think Faison says some shit like that. Damn. Shit, that's crazy. The other crazy shit, like, you see, it took fucking Hannibal Buress to say anything just for this shit to get actually
It definitely
rolling.
Went viral. I mean, but this is also right now. This is all on the, like, this is a, feminism
but
is a huge,
fuck,
is
yeah,
a hot topic
right
now. But that
story is old as fuck. I remember hearing that, like, back in, like, 97 or some shit.
Yeah, but they're just, that's just what the internet is doing right now, is dragging up and just shaming people for shit that happened decades ago.
Yeah.
That's what we should be doing.
Shout out to Charlie Manson. He got married.
Oh, did he?
Yeah, good for him.
Love it.
Although they denied him the conjugals, though.
No matter. He's going to beat off into a sock anyway.
He prefers that to a vagina.
Oh, yeah.
All right. That's it for us. It's High Society Radio. MoreLikeRadio.com. New Trash. Not New Trash. NewTownRadio.com. And go to our Patreon account. Patreon.com/High Society Radio. And our Twitter @HS Radio Show. I'm Chris Pepperhick Stanley.
Bronx Johnny.
Chris from Brooklyn.